Hello and welcome to Reflections. I'm your girl Nadine Edwards. Thank you for joining. I hope as you listen today, you will be uplifted, inspired, motivated in your continued pursuit of becoming a better version of yourself. Last week, I was in Spain with my partner who celebrated his birthday. Actually, we were in Mallorca off the Balearic Islands to be specific. This became the destination of choice because of the warm weather that was forecasted for the week we needed to travel. Coming out of a seemingly long and cold winter, some outside activity was long overdue. And in Germany, the temperature was still between 30 to 15 degrees Celsius, and Mallorca was showing up to 21 degrees Celsius. Besides, Mallorca is beautiful like Jamaica, and it's just 2.5 hours away from Germany. So a part of the celebration involved water activities such as scuba diving and jet skiing. Oh yes, we played hard this trip. The pandemic has sent a clear message that you don't hold up your life. You don't get in the way of living. Live your best life while you can, because things can change in the wink of an eye and some opportunities will never come again. So live the best life while you can. Anyhow, the scuba diving activity was booked for the 24th of April, and the weather was not looking great the day before. Mark you, it was forecasted to rain on this specific day, but it never showed winds. And so on the day before, it rained with strong winds. When I looked at the app, it showed the winds on the day and also showed when the winds was projected to stop. So in the afternoon, the rain eased, but the winds kept blowing ferociously. From my room, I could see its effects upon the waves of the sea, and the waves were boisterous because of how the winds blew. So much so that I started having second thoughts about whether we should cancel the activity and do something on land. The only reason we kept the appointment was because the weather app showed that sun will be out the entire day on Sunday. I share this little part of our experience because today I want to talk about wind, the wind energy, and the wind we carry. None of us can see the wind. We only can feel its effects or see its effects upon whoever or whatever it blows on. It blows either from east, west, north, or south. And when I did a little research, I'm reminded of some characteristics of the wind, which has symbolic meaning to how we relate to each other. Today, I'll be sharing characteristics such as change, flow of life, spirits, direction, destruction, breath. Wind, as some of us know, is a form of solar energy. It is caused by the heating of the atmosphere by the sun, the rotation of the earth, and the earth's surface irregularities. For as long as the sun shines and the wind blows, the energy produced can be harnessed to send power across the grid. Simply put, when there's no sun, there's no wind energy, because wind comes from the sun as a byproduct of differences in temperature by the uneven heating in the atmosphere, mountains, valleys, and the planet's revolution around the sun. By the way, research shows that wind energy is the fastest growing energy sources in the world. That did not come as a surprise to me, considering the challenges the world is now facing with climate change. Turbines are what they use to harness the energy generated by the wind and then convert it into electricity. Experts know it's the best way for the environment because it's a clean fuel source and it is free, right? And it also reduces our dependence on fossil fuels such as coal and natural gas that pollute the air. Now let us look at the first characteristic of wind, which is a change characteristic. As new winds sweep in, they bring change. Depending on the direction it's coming from, it can bring a change in the weather. And direction is another characteristic we will talk about later. For example, winds coming from the north, northeast directions tend to bring cold and snowy weather changes, while winds coming from southern and western regions bring wet and warm weather changes. Sometimes we meet people and they bring a change to our lives. When I met my current partner, he brought change to my life and I brought change to his. What kind of change are you bringing to the lives of others? What kind of change are you bringing to the lives of the people around you? And from which direction or directions are the winds blowing? Are you experiencing warm and gentle breeze coming from the south or the west side, which could mean for you opportunities, promotion, new birth, whether spiritual or a newborn baby, newfound love, travel moments that bring precious memories, a new home or community of people, reversal of an adversity. And this brings to my mind Exodus 10 verse 19. The Lord turned the wind into a very strong west wind, which lifted the locusts and drove them into the Red Sea. So if you understand the Exodus story, the locust was a form of curse. And then the west wind came to reverse that, to drive it away. Some of us need some west winds in our lives. Are you experiencing the cold winds or rain coming from the north? This could symbolize drama in the home, broken families, children are rebelling, your spouse is unfaithful and or abusive, the boss demanding unrealistic deadlines and setting ridiculous quotas or goals for you to achieve, loneliness, depression, anxiety, a man or woman you met that is ripping you off or has ripped you off, sickness in your life or in the life of someone close to you. The rain is falling. It's cold weather. It seems as if it will never stop. Your life seems to be going through a season of winter. But joy is coming in the morning. The sunshine will eventually come out. Is the wind blowing from the east for you? Which brings me to my second characteristic, destruction. Wind is a form of nature. It can either be gentle or a terrifying hurricane. An hurricane, as we know it, can be very destructive. When winds get strong, they can cause a great deal of damage to the surrounding areas. They can either happen on their own or they are accompanied by other weather effects such as rain, snow, hail, sleet, cold, and other effects that cause destruction. Let's now confirm from the Bible which direction the wind of destruction comes from. In Genesis 41, Pharaoh's dream, which was interpreted by Joseph, described 7 years of grain, which was symbolic of prosperity. And it was now blasted. These grains were now blasted by the east wind. In chapters 10 and 14 of Exodus, Moses summons the east wind to bring the locusts that plagued Egypt. Hosea 13, verse 15 says, even though he thrives among his brothers, an east wind from the Lord will come, blowing in from the desert. His spring will fail and his well dry up. His storehouse will be plundered of all its treasures. So these are just a few biblical references showing that destruction comes from the east. So having read this, I can safely say that this pandemic that we are trying to put behind us and get out of was coming from the east. It brought so many sickness and death to many families, loss of jobs, change of lifestyle. For some, it brought a blessing in disguise, because there's a saying that goes, what was meant for my bad can turn for my good. Sometimes they come from the Lord, sometimes they come from the evil force, the evil one. So whenever the winds blow from the east, they usually result in losses, loss of life, loss of property, loss of resources, loss of livelihood. Another characteristic of wind is breath. According to ancient symbolism, there are four main elements that control the world around us: air, fire, water, and earth. Out of these, the air element represents the vital breath of the world. This invisible force that shapes everything it touches is an immaterial force that has some effects on the material world around us. In this sense, it's the vital breath that can symbolize as the spirit of the world. This immaterial force that has effect on the material world around us can be validated from scripture to mean that there is a spirit or wind that influences the flow of our lives. And by the way, the flow is another characteristic that we'll look at shortly. But let's look at Ephesians 2, verse 2. It says, King James Version, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. So I did further research to understand what this verse was talking about, what it really meant. And I found that the first thing that is established in this verse is that this earthly ruler is a prince with power. 1 John 5 verse 19 says, the old world lies in the power of the evil one. And this power was afforded to him by God, stated by Luke chapter 4 verse 6. So whether you believe it or not, there is a Satan, a devil, who has demonic angels under his command. That is why he's called the prince of demons in Matthew 9 verse 34. He is working towards the captivity and ultimate destruction of all mankind. And he uses the powers of this world, the leaders, people in high places, to carry out his evil agenda. Research also suggests that the air spoken of in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2 refers to the invisible realm above the earth where Satan and his demons move and exist. Space, of course, is the location of the earth's atmosphere or air. But it could also be synonymous to the quote-unquote world spoken of in John 12, 31. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Let us not forget that the world is Satan's domain, as depicted in Matthew 4 verses 8 and 9. God is the original source of breath and wind, as seen in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. It states that it is the wind of God that created the world. In Hebrew, the word for breath, ruah, also means wind. So God created with his breath. He created with his wind. God spoke and the world came into existence. But how did Satan get domain of this world? You know, when God created Adam and Eve, the very first human beings on earth, he gave them dominion over the earth and over every living thing that was created. And when they both chose to disobey God's commandments or God's instruction to them, they lost that dominion. And so from there, Satan has ruled the world and claimed dominion of this earth. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, who made a way to redeem us from loss, from eternal loss, from eternal death. He has gone to prepare a place for us after his resurrection. We just had Easter celebration in April, and so we know he's risen. We celebrate his resurrection every March or April. So he has gone to prepare a place, and he has promised to come again. Just as how he promised that he would come the first time to live and die for our sins, he will come again the second time. And this second time, he's going to restore earth to us, where there will be no more destruction and evil, no more pandemic, no more hurricane, no more earthquake, no more looting and shooting, no more rape, no more motor vehicle accidents, no more breaking, no more sickness, no more death. So God is the original source of breath and wind, as seen in Genesis 2 verse 7. When I was growing up, I used to hear the idiom or the saying, word is wind. Sticks and stones may break my bone, but words will never hurt me. If you're from the Caribbean, specifically Jamaica, you would have heard that saying. Now that I know better, I know that saying cannot be true, because words do hurt. What I say to you can hurt you. I think this idiom really meant, if you don't know me and I don't know you, what you say to me cannot affect me, and what I say to you cannot affect you. But really and truly, for the words we speak around those that we are familiar with, those who have come to love us and who we love, what we say and to them can hurt them, and what they say to us can hurt us. Parents, what you say to your children can make or break them. Husbands, what you say to your wife can make or break her. Wives, what you say to your husbands can make or break them. Bosses, what you say to your employees can discourage them and affect production level. It can affect the bottom line. Teachers, what you say to your students can make or break them. Because word is wind that can sway people to make decisions that push their lives in a certain direction. Talking about winds, there's a scripture that comes to mind. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 20. It says, "Do not revile the king even in your thoughts, or curse the king in your bedroom, because a bird in the sky may carry your words, and a bird on the wing may report what you say." There's another idiom that goes, "Is not everything good to eat, good to talk?" Which means there are some things better left unsaid. So don't curse the government. Don't curse your boss. Don't curse your pastor. Don't curse your spouse with anybody. Because a bird may carry it on the wind. And it may end up in the wrong ears. Words travel like wind. Words are wind that travel. That is what I'm learning. Words travel with the wind. So the words that we speak can sway people to make a decision that push their lives in a certain direction. Which brings me to my next point, direction. We established earlier that winds blow from specific directions. East, west, north, or south. Some will be cold, especially if they are coming from the north or northeast. Others will be warm and pleasant. But winds almost always bring with them a specific weather change. So even though there's no advanced technology to determine the direction of the wind, there is some unpredictability and uncertainty about the wind. So earlier I mentioned that the weather app never showed that there would be winds in the week I was traveling to Mallorca until the actual day the winds came. And even though the experts predicted that the winds would stop at a certain time, the winds kept blowing beyond the time they predicted, because wind is unpredictable. That's why those who harness the winds tend to have wind energy in reserve, because of its unpredictability and unreliability. Its unpredictability also makes it interesting, because sometimes we are hitting our lives with some sudden breakthroughs and pleasant surprises. Many of us can recall that phone call that changed our lives forever. The good news that you got the promotion, the good news that you got the job, the good news about the medical report, the good news coming from the doctor that you're pregnant. Good news. Good news that somebody's coming from a foreign land to visit. Good news. Good news that the man that you have been dating is now ready to settle down with you. He has proposed. Good news. When I met my current partner, who would have known that I would end up in Germany today? I never thought in my wildest dreams that I would be living in Germany. That's a wind that blew from the south or the west my way. And I'm thankful every day for that. Good news. Unpredictable news. Unpredictable wind. My current partner never knew that he would be someone who would be walking with God today, learning more about himself, learning about God, experiencing God with new eyes, if you will. Is the eyes of his understanding are now open to see life differently, to see God differently. There's a biblical or spiritual connotation to wind depicted as uncertain. In Ephesians 4 verse 14, Paul speaks about believers who develop spiritual maturity as opposed to those who are tossed and carried about by all kinds of teachings that change like the wind. So there's another saying I heard while growing up that says, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. How grounded are you in your values and beliefs? If we don't know what we know, if we entertain doubt, if we are clueless about what is happening in the world and around us, we are setting ourselves up to be tossed like the waves of the sea, as stated in James chapter 1 verse 6. Remember what Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 says? We wrestle against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world. So I have to ask myself the question, can I trust the leaders of this world? Are they telling me the truth when they push certain narratives through mainstream media? Are they acting in my best interest? We have to ask ourselves these questions. Is the crowd or majority always right? Because many today are spinning around in confusion because they realize they have been lied to and they just don't know who to trust. My prayer for these people is that they will find a connection with the divine who knows all things, who understands all things. And he will certainly lead his people into all truth and guide us in the right direction if we let him. It takes trust and obedience. Which leads me to the next characteristic, where wind is a spirit. Wind is invisible and we can't touch it. It's this elusive force that makes it hard for us to recognize it and acknowledge it. That is why we also sometimes tie the wind with our spirits. Our spirits are also perceived to be invisible and untouchable entities. They leave us as we die and we won't have the ability to capture them. Wind is also symbolized to mean the Holy Spirit. To me, that makes sense because it is the Holy Spirit who guides us, guides our conscience, guides the gut feeling into truth. When your gut is telling you something, follow your gut because that is where the truth is. When your gut or your conscience is pricking you or gnawing at you, follow your conscience, follow your gut, because that is how the Holy Spirit works. He guides us into all truth. He convicts us. He's trying to direct our path, direct us in a particular direction. John 16 verse 13 says, the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. Truth that refutes every lie that comes against us. We have to understand that there are some lies that sound so much like truth. Without the help of the Holy Spirit, we won't be able to detect those lies that sound like truth. Eve in the Garden of Eden, she believed the lie that sounded like truth because she doubted what God had already told her. Stand on what God tells you in the Bible, because that's the source of truth. Irrespective of what people want to say, or naysayers want to say, or skeptics want to say, it is a sure foundation. It is a solid foundation upon which you can stand. The Bible does not contradict itself. It is line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. It does not need an interpreter. It interprets itself. That's why the carnal man cannot understand the things of God. It is spiritually discerned. So when you decide to grow in the Spirit, then the Spirit will show you and give you clear understanding of what truth is. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit, according to John chapter 3 verse 8. We move with his flow. We move with the flow of the Holy Spirit, which brings me to my final characteristic. Flow of life. Research suggests that wind is an invisible force that represents the force of life. Just like the flow of life, we cannot oppose the strength of the wind. We can either oppose it, which won't go well if the wind is strong, or we can decide to go with the flow and let ourselves go. This flow is observed on a daily basis, which with each passing second that goes by without us even realizing it. But my question is, which wind is driving this flow? Because if it is the spirit of the world, there is a flow that the world goes with. And I understand that swimming against that current can and will bring challenges to my life that I should be prepared to deal with, especially when the Holy Spirit is leading my life. I cannot go with the flow of the world. So this is where you swim against the current if you decide to know what you believe, stand on what you believe, and go with the flow of the divine. Because today they are telling children in school that they have 21 different genders. Do you want to go with that flow? Are you going with that flow? In these times, we have to know what we believe. And if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. The prince of the air rules the material world. That's a spirit that is driving the world. That's a spirit that is blowing the wind in a particular direction. A direction of destruction. The direction of doom. It is the grace of God that is keeping you alive right now. You need the wind that comes from God, the west wind, to blow your life in the right direction. Which wind is blowing your life? Because the wind that you allow to blow your life is going to affect the life of others. So in concluding today, I shared with you 6 characteristics of the wind. Change, flow of life, spirits, direction, destruction, breath. And we also understood how these characteristics are symbolic to how we interact with each other and how we influence the life of others, depending on the direction the wind is coming from, because we also understood that wind comes from east, west, north, or south. My hope is that we will watch our words and what we do, because they carry the wind to either bring warmth and sunshine, which is good, or cold and hail, which can be bad and destructive. Our words are carried by the wind. Remember that. And if you're faced with a north or east wind today, be encouraged and remain hopeful that storms do not always last. Joy comes in the morning. God bless you. Thank you for listening to today's reflection. Join me again next week for another episode. Until then, stay blessed.